With several bills active in the legislature, any of which could substantially affect school funding, assembly members didn't see any reason to throw anyone into a panic. Mayor Matt Hunter assured the district that the assembly was willing to help.
It's probably a good idea to keep planning for the same city contribution and do your best, and then we'll deal with whatever comes from the state when that happens, if it does.
The city contribution will be just shy of $6 million for instruction. This is down from last year by more than $200,000, but then so is the overall school district budget. The school board early in the budget process received fair warning from the city that local spending would be down as City Hall struggles with its own budget deficit. Board member Eric Van Sice was taking pains to remind Sitkins that money would be tight next year.
A lot of what I'm doing is gently but persistently educating my constituents or people that there's just not some unlimited amount of money there, and there's going to be some difficulty and some heartburn because we have a pretty good percentage of people in town here that are used to having wants, and we're getting down to needs with things.
School board member Jennifer McNichol said that she appreciated the cooperation of the assembly in trying to do the best for the school district. Appointed in the fall of 2015 and elected to a full term last fall, this is only McNichol's second time through the budget, and it's not getting more relaxing.
I personally experienced a lot more anxiety than I ever have on the school board level after our last update on the budget with these additional reasons for increasing our deficit, and then also kind of the legislative piece sort of sinking in more and more.
The legislative piece is a couple of proposals in the legislature with enormous consequences for local school districts. The first would reduce the so-called BSA, or base student allowance, by 5%. This idea is emerging in the Senate Finance Committee, and it's tied to an overall state budget cut. It would mean a hit of over $800,000 to the Sitka School District. The other potentially costly legislation comes from the House Finance Committee, and it's unsettling to Sitka's Municipal Finance Director, Jay Sweeney.
That's a giant budget bomb waiting to happen, and the school board touched on this, but it's different from the BSA, and that is what they talked about, school bond debt reimbursement. As it stands now, if the state of Alaska were to continue at 50% school bond debt reimbursement, we would exhaust the balance in our 1% sales tax fund this next fiscal year, in fiscal year 18. If it were to continue on into fiscal year 19, again at a 50% reimbursement, we're looking in fiscal year 19 an extra $500,000 bill that's laid on the general fund. If they eliminate it completely, we're looking at $1 million bill.
Sitka has a long relationship with bond debt. We've bonded to remodel Sitka High and Baranoff Elementary, and we've replaced all the school roofs and built the Performing Arts Center. For these latter two projects, the state agreed to reimburse Sitka 70 and 60% of the bond debt, respectively. Sitka has paid its portion through a seasonal sales tax increase of 1%, a deal meant to last through 2024. If the state legislature drops out, Sitka will be stuck with the full bill. Sweeney cautioned that some of the burden could be passed to the district.
And when we have a large problem like that, inevitably we're going to ask the others who make up the municipality to help share the pain.
And Sweeney added, it's coming. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.